And now, ladies and gentlemen, the official awarding of the prizes. Here is $25 for Mr. Zuckerman. And if I can just tie this ribbon round his fine prize-winning neck, the bronze medal for the star attraction of the county fair. Now, folks, if you proceed onto the grandstand, you'll be just in time for the first heat of today's harness races.
Excuse me. Coming through. I've got to go call the first race.
Oh, Uncle Homer, isn't this wonderful? Look at Wilbur and his new medal.
We're mighty pleased with you, boy.
I've got it, Mrs. Ackerman. I've got the water.
Oh, sorry, Lurvy. It's all over. Oh, well. At least Wilbur got his medal. Let's have a look at it, boy. Well, now that the excitement's died down, I guess it's time to be loading up.
Homer, let's all celebrate by taking one last look at the fair.
Sounds good to me.
Mother, may I have 40 cents? It's my turn to take Henry on the Ferris wheel.
There you are.
How about me?
That's for you, Avery.
Thanks, Pop. See you later.
Yeah, see you later.
Henry Fussy. Imagine that.
Well, let's go.
Come on, Lurvy. I'll buy you a frozen custard.
Oh, sure thing, Mrs. Ackerman.
We'll be back in a jiffy, Wilbur.
Yeah, wear that medal with pride, boy.
Charlotte, did you hear? Isn't it wonderful? Charlotte, are you all right?
Yes, a little tired, perhaps, but I feel peaceful now that I know we all live safe and sound.
Oh, Charlotte, why did you do all this for me? I've never done anything for you.
You have been my friend. That in itself is a tremendous thing. By helping you, perhaps I was lifting up my life a little. Heaven knows anyone's life can stand a little of that.
You have saved me, Charlotte, and I would gladly give my life for you. I really would.
I'm sure you would.
Charlotte, we're all going home today. Won't it be wonderful to be back in the barn again?
Oh, I will not be going back to the barn.
Not going back? What are you talking about?
I'm done for. In a day or two, I'll be dead.
Charlotte, my true friend.
Come now, Wilbur. Let's not make a scene. Do stop thrashing about.
I won't leave you alone to die. I shall stay, too.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. You can't stay here. Zuckerman and Lurvy and John Arable and the others will be back any minute now, and they'll shove you into that crate, and away you'll go. Besides, it wouldn't make any sense for you to stay. There would be no one to feed you. The fairgrounds will be empty and deserted. This stall will be taken down. I'm so tired. I can't even crawl up to my egg sack. And I need it. I need it to be in a safer place.
I have an idea. But we have to do it quickly. Templeton, wake up. Pay attention.
Oh, can't a rat catch a wink of sleep?
Listen to me. Charlotte is very ill. She's only a short time to live. Therefore, it is absolutely necessary that we take her egg sack with us. I can't reach it and I can't climb. You're the only one that can get it. There's not a second to be lost. Zuckerman will be back any minute to take me back to the barn. Please, 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 Templeton, climb up and get the egg sack.
Oh, so it's old Templeton to the rescue again, is it? Templeton, do this, Templeton, do that. Templeton, please run down to the dump and get me a magazine.
Oh, hurry! Hurry up, Templeton!
Oh, so it's hurry up, Templeton, is it? Ho, ho. And what thanks do I ever get for these services? I would like to know. Never a kind word for old Templeton. Only abuse and wisecracks and snide remarks. Never a kind word for a rat.
Templeton, if you don't stop talking, Zuckerman will be here to take me back to the barn, and I can't leave Charlotte's egg sack. All her babies will die, and I will die of a broken heart.
Die of a broken heart? How touching. I noticed it is always...